Let's find out more from Bruce Williamson, who's from the campaign group Rail Future. Hello, Bruce.
Good evening.
So, first of all, why is this happening?
Basically, it's to do with... Well, I could look at the much, much bigger picture, if you like, which is the decades of underinvestment on Britain's railways, the fact that passenger numbers have doubled in the last 20 years. And as your listeners will know, a lot of lines and a lot of trains are really, really overcrowded. And in order to solve that, you have to try and expand the railways as much as you can, which in the case of Waterloo means extending the platforms to make them longer so that they can accommodate 10-car trains instead of 8 cars, which will help to relieve overcrowding and provide the extra capacity that the railway so badly needs. But, of course, you know, you can't make an omelette without breaking eggs, and this is a fairly, well, no, it's a very big job. And inevitably, there will be knock-on consequences, which is unfortunate, I'm afraid. But I think in the longer term, the travelling public will welcome the improvement.
Well, I was having a look round Waterloo Station a couple of days ago, and they have, there is that bit that used to be the Eurotunnel lines, the Eurostar lines. They're going to use some of that. Is that right? Whilst they're fixing up the old platforms.
Yeah. And that's one of the things they're doing to mitigate it. And in the longer term, those platforms will be brought into use in a much more permanent way. I think that's the next phase of this operation, you know, so that in the end, I think Waterloo will have 24 platforms working for commuters. And I think, you know, this was probably a teensy-weensy little mistake that was made 20 or 30 years ago when they designed Eurostar, that they didn't anticipate that those platforms in the future would be needed for commuter services, for local services. And it's actually quite difficult to bring them into use. There are all sorts of sort of technical problems concerned with capacity. But, I mean, you know, I'm glad that it's happening. And, again, longer term, this will add to the capacity of Waterloo Station. And I think it's also, you know, a sign that South West Trains and Network Rail are doing what they can to sort of mitigate the problems whilst these works are going on.
I mean, there have been so many warnings about this. And so I just wonder whether it is going to be absolute hell tomorrow for many commuters, or whether because of the warnings, it'll turn out to be fairly okay.
Well, I hope you're right. I mean, inevitably, when you're, you know, the number of services and the number of trains is severely reduced. It's approximately halved, I think. And so when, you know, that classic problem of putting a quart into a pint pot, there's going to be problems. There's going to be congestion.
It was bad enough on a normal day.
Well, indeed, yeah. But, I mean, that just illustrates my previous point, but, you know, that there is this shortage of capacity, and it's absolutely right that, you know, that the railway's doing what it can to mitigate that. But, yeah, I mean, clearly the advice is don't travel to Waterloo unless you absolutely have to. But that's kind of easier said than done. You know, people still need to get places. People sometimes can't work from home. Sometimes there's all sorts of other reasons why people absolutely have to be places, and Waterloo is the only option. But I hope that those who absolutely can avoid it will do so, and that, as you hope, the congestion problem isn't too bad.
And you mentioned this is part of a bigger picture. There's lots of stations closing over the summer. There's an 8-day period for London Bridge and surrounding stations. Euston, I think, there's a lot going on. Is this part of a kind of pattern that we actually are investing in the railways?
Yeah, I mean, actually, to be fair, you know, the level of investment in the railways is higher than it has been for a long time, and there's very, very welcome things happening, such as Crossrail and this work at Waterloo. And whilst we're not happy that it's been partially cancelled, the electrification of the Great Western Main Line, all these sort of projects, you know, which add to a sort of more reliable, more capacious railway, are very, very welcome. But as I said earlier, you know, we're looking at a backlog of decades of underinvestment, and we will sadly be having to play this sort of game of catch-up for years and years and years, and whilst this goes on, there will inevitably be disruption.
And in terms of Waterloo and all the expected delays tomorrow, can passengers get refunds, or are they still going to be charged the normal amount for a not very good service?
I've got to be honest and say I don't know, but I mean, I would have thought that under normal circumstances...
Probably not, I guess.
You know, you've got repay delay. The railway might argue that this is not a normal circumstance, and there's been plenty of warning. So I have to say I don't know. I'm really sorry.
Well, I'm going to put money on no, you can't. Bruce, thank you very much indeed.
You're
great
welcome.
To talk to you. Bruce Williamson there from Rail Future.